On today's episode, we consider God's fairness in light of God's justice. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the McShane Bible reading plan and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee. Cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Joshua 12 and 13, Psalm 145, Jeremiah 6, and Matthew 20. Now, unless you grew up an only child, you know the joys and the pains of life with siblings. There's the blessing of built-in playmates and the trouble of built-in competitors. In my family, growing up, sibling rivalry is a very real thing, with my two brothers and I always trying to outdo and outshine one another. It never felt fair, as there was always at least two or more years that separated us, but that didn't stop us from trying. Now, while competition was often afoot, so was bitter jealousy and envy. You probably know the dynamic well, where the youngest sibling gets more than you older ones do. And if you're the younger one, it's okay, we're grown, we've moved on. Well, mostly. In today's reading of Matthew, we see a parable that walks us through a bit of competitive sibling rivalry of sorts. In Matthew 20, we read Jesus describing this upside-down kingdom he has discussed many times before, but in a new way. Now he's continuing to bring home the truth that the first will be last and the last will be first. He compares the kingdom to a day's wages on a job, pointing out that laborers are hired at different times of the day, but all receive the same wages no matter how long they work. Let's read that exchange. And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now, when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" So the last will be first, and the first last. The metaphor here is that of the church, and those hired in the early morning are those who receive the truth of the gospel early on in life. And in reference to those Jesus is actually specifically talking to, he's referring to the Jews to whom the gospel is first preached. Those hired later are the Gentiles, or ones who hear and receive the message much later in life. For instance, the thief on the cross definitely got the message in the 11th hour, and yet paradise is still promised to him. The lesson here is clear, and there is even a few. God is still God, and he can do as he pleases. Salvation belongs to the Lord, and he calls who and when he chooses. Fairness is at play here, right? Is it fair? Today, as we engage with this story with an hourly wage concept, we would say this is not fair. But this passage, I believe, highlights a difficult reality. God is not a God of fairness, but a God of justice. Now, what does that mean? Well, it was not fair that the workers all got the same wages, but it was just, as they all got what they were promised, a denarius. As I think through the rivalries in my own home as a child, and even those that I see with my daughter and son today, the biggest takeaway for me here is that as God's children, we should spend our time focusing not on the Father's mercy for our siblings compared to us, but spending time thanking God that we were not left standing idly by, waiting for work, waiting to be invited into the kingdom. If you're in Jesus, you are in. You have been called to the service of the Lord. The energy spent on boo-hooing that your siblings didn't have to serve as long could be spent on better and more diligently serving. Come on, somebody. Taking the lesson more generally, beyond the thought of salvation, yo, here's the reality. Favor ain't fair. The blessings you have in life are not fair. Neither are those that others in the family of God enjoy. Yet we should celebrate one another's fortune all the same. God doesn't do fair, but he does just. It wasn't fair that Jesus took our sin, but someone had to in order for God's justice to be fulfilled. Be grateful that God ain't fair because grace ain't fair, and it's the only reason you and I can celebrate it all today. So let us pray right now and thank God for his justice and ask him to help us to flee from jealousy and bitterness as we hold him to our expectations and not to what he has promised. Y'all, we need to let go of what we expect and embrace what he's promised. All right, come on. Father God, we thank you so much that you are a God of justice. That you have promised great things to us, your children, and that you will not leave any of those promises unfulfilled. We thank you that you did not leave us like those workers in the parable today, standing idly by waiting to be hired, Lord God, but that you hired us, you invited us in, you adopted us into the family, Lord God, and we have no complaint. When complaint tempts to come across our lips, Lord God, we pray that you would remind us of your love, remind us of your mercy and your grace, Lord God, and take away our unwarranted expectations of anything beyond all that you've promised us, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. And we ask for more and more of your strength to do life with a generous heart, celebrating all the grace that you've poured out on all of your creation. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, well, that is another episode on 5 by the Fire. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment there if you're listening on the podcast. Make sure you've already subscribed so you don't miss an episode. Wherever you're watching this, if you're watching on video, leave a comment below and subscribe if it's on YouTube, or follow if it's on Facebook, or I don't know, wherever else, Instagram. But wherever, I want to make sure you don't miss a single one of these episodes because I'm doing these to bless you guys. So I hope you are being blessed by this. And don't just take that blessing and run with it, but bless somebody else. Share this with somebody so they can be freed up from those expectations that we often hold God to. And let us all embrace the promises of God together. So having said that, go be blessed and be a blessing.